Barbados has been under cyber attack in the first half of this year to a degree that may surprise many. This revelation comes from a senior executive of one of the world's leading companies working in the area of cybersecurity. He is Mark Astorius of Fortinet, who's just been speaking with senior government officials in Barbados and telling them that there's been a significant upsurge in such attacks worldwide since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Specifically about Barbados in the first half of 2020, Barbados itself had 200,000 cyber attack attempts in the first half. Now, let's remember this, though. The internet knows no borders. There isn't an ocean that keeps us away from the threat. It's where the opportunity exists. And many of these hackers use automated systems, and where they find an opportunity, they are going to attack. In Latin America and the Caribbean as a region, we've had 15 billion attacks in the first half of 2020. So quite a bit of activity at this point in time.
We asked Mr. Astorius to expand on those 200,000 attempted cyber attacks in Barbados in the first 6 months of the year.
That's a serious figure, but I do find a mentality involved with these numbers that I'd like to caution against. And I said it at the beginning. Cybersecurity is very important, and the internet has no borders. And when I mean that, I mean it truly. If you have a nation state that is attacking you, it's a very focalized attack. But what we're seeing mostly in this case is really cybercrime. And much of what they use is automated. It's a very sophisticated attack. And before they attack, they look for vulnerabilities. They scan the internet. They scan every single IP address. They try to look for ports. They try to find a way in. And that can occur in any country. And so where it finds more opportunity, that's where they will enter. Now, if you compare 200,000 to 15 billion in Latin America and the Caribbean, it seems, this is such a small number. Well, it really isn't. It's a very large number per capita. And from that perspective, all it takes is one very successful attack for example, critical infrastructures to be rendered useless. So let's give an example there. Let's say an attack on the electrical grid would bring down the electrical grid for the country. An attack on the water supply systems could be another. And as you define these critical infrastructures, a business could be a critical infrastructure as well. Key businesses like financial institutions, very important. Bringing those to their knees, regardless of how it occurred, is very possible, sadly. So in our preparing for this, it's good to talk about what the size of this really means in terms, maybe in monetary terms. If all of Latin America and the Caribbean took a year-long vacation and did not work at all, the size of the GDP of Latin America and the Caribbean is equal to what cyber criminals earned every year. So when you talk about 200,000 attacks, that's a big number, but all it takes is one correct attack, and there could be a major financial loss, a loss of life if a hospital is attacked, and certainly any of our critical infrastructures. So it is very important. And people sitting at home listening to this show should keep in mind that whether it's their children that are going to school remotely or them connecting to their businesses, they're a part of this too. We all are. If you're connected to the internet, you need to be protected.
Mark Astorius is with a cybersecurity company called Fortinet. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.